episode 338, do you hear what I hear?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Merry Christmas, sisters. How are you? Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but it has been a long day already. And in fact, I'm ready just to cuddle up in bed as I hear the rain patter on our rooftops. You know, it kind of brings me back to, biblical times. And that's a story here to come in just a few minutes. But I wanted to remind you where we're at in our 60-day push. We are in day 43. And maybe you're like, Christiane, I've totally lost it because the holidays have come and swept myself away and I'm just not there anymore. And you know what? That's okay. That's all right. You can still go ahead and push through 2016, even if you feel like you are kind of wavering on the 60-day push. It's okay because you know what? I've done it to myself. In fact, my goals have kind of switched a little bit within doing the 60-day push. Oddly enough, it's helped me. So I today actually have a little love note from me to you. And it goes something like this. Do you hear what I hear? Well, as I was sitting in our church watching the Christmas children's program, it brought back so many sweet memories. You see, this was my time every year when all the children that I worked with would all come together and celebrate the best day ever, the birth of Jesus Christ. You see, my days from September to mid-December were always in preparation for the biggest birthday party ever. And it was a great birthday party to celebrate, but it came with a lot of hard work. And there were times that I just kind of wanted to wash my hands of it and walk away. But for some reason, I kept going. And this happened year after year after year after year. Well, this actually is one of the few years that I have not been participating in leading and directing a Christmas children's program. So as I sat up watching, and before they even began singing, my eyes were filling with tears. Well, it wasn't about the performance because, honestly, I really didn't know what to expect because I didn't know how they were going to do it, you know? And for me, I'm kind of a weird director. You know, once when you've been in that position, it's hard to come out of that position. I'm just being honest. So I took a deep breath and thought, okay, Lord, there's a reason why we're here tonight. Even though I had none of the children in the Christmas program, we were there simply to be watchers and to look out. Do you hear what I hear? As I was listening and they began to sing, and it was a 70s theme. Oh yes, they changed the words to songs like Staying Alive. Oh, was I not staying alive? Sometimes I was more giggling at the kids who could not remember their words than I was thinking about really the reason why I was there. So at that point I paused and said, Lord, I know you're here to tell me something. I don't know what it is. I don't have a connection to the children up there because I wasn't directing them. I didn't know even half of them. Yet I felt like I knew there was still something there that was to be spoken directly to me. Have you ever been to one of those Christmas programs? Maybe it's your child's Christmas program or your granddaughter's, and you go to them thinking, okay, I'm just here for them. But then you realize there's another message. Do you hear what I hear? Well, it was that for me tonight. You see, I was reminded of three very, very important things that I think as women, we forget a lot of times. Why? Because we're wrapped up in our daily mundane tasks. You know, somewhat of kind of like it was on the night when baby Jesus was born. Mary in a stable, quiet with nothing but noise around her. So not so quiet. Why? She was with the animals. I'm sure the birth was not quiet. If you've given birth, you know birthing is not a quiet situation. Somebody's always making noise. If nothing else, it's the baby. And so I began to think how she felt. And I was reminded of three things. Number one, God notices you. Yes, Mom, I'm talking about you. Sometimes you really think that you've been forgotten. But you know what? You haven't been. God notices you. Number two, God keeps his promises. He always follows through. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to get what we want on our wish list in life. That doesn't mean that all of our dreams are going to come true. But God does keep his promise. He cares for you. He loves you unconditionally. He gives you the best gift ever, and that's his grace. And how amazing is that? And number three, God calls you blessed. You are blessed. He thinks of you as someone so special that you are the only one who's you. And he calls you by name. He knows every hair on your head. I know in the holiday times and in our frustrations and in our anger, there is deep down love that's hidden way underneath the rubble of the trials and tribulations called life. But you know what? God notices you, and he always keeps his promises. God calls you blessed. Do you hear what I hear? You see, as the children continued singing, I almost couldn't bear but to close my ears because some of them were really singing out of tune, and it wasn't so sweet sounding. But God's voice was more than sweet sounding. Today, I want that sweet sound to ring to your heart, into your mind. I want you to wipe away all those troubles that you have. And I want you to let God pierce your heart with his unconditional love, his grace, and his mercy. Because he notices you. And all he's saying to you is, do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night. That star is you. He calls you by name. Do you hear what I hear? I pray that this week will bless you and that you will be a blessing unto others and that as you move through your holiday season, that you will bring smiles upon everyone's face because there is no reason to hide under the rubble of troubles. What you need to do is reach up high. Do you hear what I hear? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.